12 volunteers in Liberia received injections of an experimental Ebola vaccine today. Over the next year or so, scientists hope 27,000 volunteers will undergo the test shots aimed at inoculating people from the potentially deadly disease. But drug and vaccine development in West Africa is encountering an unexpected obstacle. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Medical researchers in Europe, the United States, and Africa have been working quickly to develop potential drugs and vaccines against Ebola. But now the biggest problem has nothing to do with the experimental materials themselves.
We're in a bit of a strange situation.
Martin Frieda heads the World Health Organization's group that coordinates Ebola drug development.
On one hand, the number of Ebola cases has really dropped dramatically. So this is very good from a public health perspective. This is excellent for the countries involved. However, from a drug research and development perspective, this is not so good.
The reason is quite simple.
It's very difficult conducting clinical trials when there are very few actual patients.
One of the drug makers gearing up for clinical trials has given up. North Carolina-based Chimerix announced that it would halt planned tests of the drug brincidofovir in Liberia. The only other drug that was part of an active trial is a Japanese compound called favipiravir. It's being tested in Guinea, where they have not run out of patients.
So at least there will be one trial where they will probably have had adequate numbers for them to make some estimate of efficacy or at least of safety.
So Ebola drug testing has all but come to a stop at the moment. The story with preventive vaccines is not quite so dire. There, researchers need healthy volunteers, not sick people. Doctors won't know for sure if the vaccine is effective if nobody gets exposed to Ebola after getting the shot, but Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says there's still value in these experiments, even if the epidemic fades away.
If it does do that, there still would be a considerable amount of important data that one can get from a vaccine trial.
Blood tests can measure the immune system response in people. If it looks enough like the immune response in monkeys, where the vaccine has been shown to be protective, it's possible that a vaccine could be approved on that basis alone. Another possibility is to expand the vaccine trials into Sierra Leone and Guinea, where there are more new cases of Ebola.
That's not up to us. We respect the country's need to be able to make those decisions on their own. But we would be more than happy to do it more on a regional basis as opposed to a specific country basis.
Picking up and moving to another country is much harder for drug trials. Martin Frieda says after you get a thumbs up from a country, you still need to make sure that the care meets a minimum standard where you will be testing the drug, that there are enough nurses and doctors on hand.
And that these nurses and doctors are actually trained in the conduct of clinical trials. So this is not at all easy.
At this point, Frieda is starting to talk about making sure the drug tests are ready to go for the next Ebola epidemic, though he says they still need to remain vigilant to make sure this one is, in fact, coming to an end. Richard Harris, NPR News.